The Unsolved Mystery of the Beaumont Children. Join us on this gripping episode of Shadows of Mystery as we unravel one of Australia's most haunting cold cases, the disappearance of the Beaumont Children. A seemingly ordinary summer day in 1966 turned into a national nightmare when three siblings vanished without a trace. Through heartfelt storytelling and keen investigation, we'll explore the facts, the theories, and the lingering questions that continue to baffle investigators to this day. Tune in for an empowering look at how hope and determination endure even in the face of decades-long uncertainty. On the morning of January 26, 1966, the streets of Adelaide were alive with the relaxed, cheerful energy of Australia Day. Families gathered to celebrate, and children played freely in the summer sun. For Jim and Nancy Beaumont, it was like any other holiday. Their three children, Jane 9, Arna 7, and Grant 4, set off for a fun-filled day at Glenelg Beach, a favorite local spot. The siblings were excited for the short bus ride from their Somerton Park home, a journey they had made many times before. Jane, the eldest, was responsible and mature beyond her years, often looking after her younger siblings with care. The Beaumonts had no reason to worry. It was a time when communities felt safe, and parents trusted their children could explore the world around them without harm. The day promised sunshine, sand, laughter, and the kind of freedom every child enjoys during the summer. But by nightfall, this seemingly ordinary outing would unravel into one of Australia's most chilling and enduring unsolved mysteries, leaving a scar on the hearts of a nation for decades to come. A carefree morning Jane, the eldest of the trio, was known as the responsible one, always looking out for her younger siblings, Arna and Grant. On this particular morning, they were brimming with excitement as they prepared for their outing to Glenelg Beach, a beloved destination for carefree summer days. Armed with 6 shillings and 6 pence, enough for bus fares and a modest lunch, the children waved goodbye to their mother, Nancy, as they boarded the bus at 8:45 a.m. Nancy, trusting Jane's maturity, expected them to return on the 12 p.m. bus, their laughter and chatter filling the house once again. But as the clock struck noon, the children didn't come home. Nancy began to worry, though she reassured herself that perhaps they had simply lost track of time, enjoying the beach air and sunshine. However, when the next bus arrived at 2 p.m. and there was still no sign of Jane, Arna, or Grant, her concern turned to alarm. By the time Jim Beaumont, the children's father, returned from a work trip later that afternoon, the unease had escalated to deep dread. Together, Jim and Nancy drove to Glenelg Beach, combing the area with growing desperation. They searched every corner of the beach, questioning vendors, passersby, and other families enjoying the day, but no one had seen their children. As the hours ticked by, their anxiety mounted. By 5 p.m., they were in a full state of panic. Jim and Nancy retraced their children's likely path, visiting every friend, neighbor, and familiar spot they could think of, hoping for even the smallest clue. But their efforts were in vain. At 5:30 p.m., with no other options left, the Beaumonts reported their children missing to the local police. What began as a seemingly innocent day at the beach quickly spiraled into a tragic mystery, setting into motion one of the largest and most haunting investigations in Australian history. The disappearance of Jane, Arna, and Grant would leave a scar on the nation, an unsolved case that continues to baffle and sadden to this day. The mysterious stranger witness accounts provided a chilling narrative of the day the Beaumont children disappeared. Several beachgoers reported seeing the three children in the company of a tall, suntanned man. Descriptions placed him in his mid-30s, with a thin face, light brown hair, and an athletic build. He seemed confident and approachable, chatting animatedly with the children. Observers noted that the children appeared at ease and even cheerful in his presence, suggesting they trusted him. One witness specifically recalled seeing the man standing with the children near Collie Reserve, a popular picnic spot at the time. Another witness saw them at a nearby bakery where the children purchased pasties and a meat pie using a 1-pound note. This detail immediately raised suspicions, as their mother, Nancy Beaumont, had not given them that much money. It suggested the man had either given them the money or purchased the food for them, an ominous sign of his growing influence over the children. Reports indicated that around 12 p.m., the group was seen leaving Glenelg Beach together, walking away casually as if they had plans. This was the last confirmed sighting of the children with the man. After this, they vanished without a trace. There was an additional sighting later that day by a local postman who claimed to have seen the children walking alone near Jetty Road. However, he later revised the timeline of his sighting, adding layers of confusion and uncertainty to an already puzzling case. His retraction left investigators questioning whether the children had been left alone at some point or if the sighting was a case of mistaken identity. Despite extensive efforts to locate the Beaumont children, including large-scale searches of the surrounding areas, no clues were found. Authorities scoured nearby sand dunes, combed the waters by Glenelg Beach, and even drained areas of the Patawalonga boat haven in hopes of uncovering evidence. Police and volunteers worked tirelessly, but there was no trace of the children or the mysterious man who had been seen with them. The case remains one of Australia's most haunting unsolved mysteries, leaving behind heartbreaking questions that have never been answered, false leads, and unanswered questions. With no immediate resolution, theories about the disappearance multiplied, fueling decades of speculation and heartbreak. Hoax letters, purportedly written by Jane, surfaced years later and claimed that the children were being held by a mysterious guardian. These letters initially gave a glimmer of hope to the family and investigators, but forensic analysis conducted in the 1990s revealed them to be a cruel prank, adding another layer of torment to an already tragic case. Over time, several suspects captured public attention, each raising more questions than answers. Among them was convicted murderer Bevan Spencer von Einem, whose alleged involvement in other child murders placed him under scrutiny. An informant claimed von Einem had taken three children from a beach and conducted sinister experiments on them, but these claims were inconsistent with the known facts of the case, leading to unresolved doubt about his connection. Another prime suspect was Harry Phipps, a wealthy local factory owner who lived just 300 meters from Glenelg Beach, where the children were last seen. Phipps matched witnesses' descriptions of a man spotted with the children that day. Years later, allegations surfaced suggesting Phipps may have been involved, prompting excavations at his former factory site in North Plimpton in 2013, 2018, and again in 2025. Despite extensive searches, no evidence was recovered, leaving investigators and the public grasping at straws. Over the decades, the list of potential suspects grew long, including infamous names such as Arthur Brown, James Ryan O'Neill, Derek Percy, and Alan Munro. Each suspect had a dark history that drew suspicion, but none could be definitively tied to the disappearance of the children. Every promising lead eventually led to a dead end, while the families and the community were left to grapple with unanswered questions. The case, which once gripped the nation, turned colder with each passing year. Yet for those who remembered the bright young faces of Jane, Arna, and Grant Beaumont, the mystery remained agonizingly vivid. The pain of not knowing what happened to the children continues to haunt South Australia, ensuring the case remains one of the country's most enduring and tragic mysteries. The suspects of the case list of suspects and their connections to the case. Bevan Spencer von Einem. One of the most infamous names linked to the case, Bevan Spencer von Einem was a convicted murderer already known for his crimes against young boys. Though never formally charged in the Beaumont case, whispers of his potential involvement stemmed from his disturbing modus operandi, which fits some aspects of the children's disappearance. Alan Anthony Munro. A former scout leader and convicted child abuser, suspicions surrounded Alan Munro due to his proximity to the area and history of crimes involving children. Reports later emerged alleging that he had made claims about knowledge of the Beaumont children's fate, though these allegations lacked substantial evidence. Harry Phipps, a well-known local businessman with a startlingly dark past, Harry Phipps became a person of interest when witnesses placed him near the scene of the disappearance. Additionally, evidence surfaced later connecting Phipps to rumors of questionable behavior, and former associates claimed he may have buried something on his factory grounds. Derek Percy, a convicted child killer, Derek Percy was serving time for another heinous crime when he emerged as a possible suspect. Authorities investigated him due to his pattern of targeting young children and his presence in South Australia during the time of the Beaumont children's disappearance, but no concrete evidence tied him directly to the case. Each suspect brought more questions than answers, and while investigations explored these leads, no definitive proof has resolved the decades-long mystery. A nation forever changed, the disappearance of the Beaumont children stands as one of Australia's most haunting mysteries, leaving a permanent scar on the nation. On January 26, 1966, Jane, age 9, Arna, age 7, and Grant Beaumont, age 4, vanished from Glenelg Beach in Adelaide, sparking a case that would not only captivate but deeply unsettle the country for decades. The incident transformed societal norms almost overnight, dismantling the once common assumption that children were safe to wander freely, even in familiar public places. Parents across Australia quietly adjusted their routines, accompanying their children in public, enforcing stricter rules at home, and fostering a collective anxiety that would never fully subside. For Jim and Nancy Beaumont, the parents of the three children, the tragedy was a lifelong burden. They bore the weight of their loss with unimaginable strength, cooperating tirelessly with investigators, enduring countless theories and public scrutiny, and entertaining faint hopes each time new, and often speculative leads emerged. Over the years, the case attracted numerous suspects, rumors, and even supposed sightings, but none ever led to a concrete resolution. The heartbreak for Jim and Nancy was compounded by the endless uncertainty, a lingering void that followed them both to their graves. Nancy passed away in 2019 at the age of 92, and Jim followed in 2023 at the age of 97, leaving behind a legacy defined by resilience, but no answers about the fate of their children. For Australians, the story of Jane, Arna, and Grant Beaumont serves as a sorrowful marker of lost innocence and the fragility of life. Through books, documentaries, podcasts, and even fictional adaptations, their disappearance continues to spark widespread attention, keeping their names and faces alive in the nation's memory. The case is not just a historical mystery, but also a symbol of the enduring search for justice and the devastating impact of unresolved loss. Today, the case remains open, and a $1 million reward is still offered for information that could finally provide the answers so desperately sought for over half a century. For many, the hope remains that someday, the truth will emerge, offering closure to one of Australia's darkest chapters, the enduring mystery. It has been nearly six decades since the Beaumont children, Jane, Arna, and Grant, disappeared, and the void they left behind remains as profound as ever. On that sunny Australia day in 1966, the three siblings set out from their Glenelg home to visit the nearby beach, a simple outing that turned into one of the country's most enduring mysteries. How could three children vanish without a trace in broad daylight, leaving only shadows and speculation in their wake? Despite extensive investigations, countless leads, and widespread public interest, the answers remain elusive. Yet the hope for closure endures, carried by a community that refuses to forget. The Beaumont children are gone, but they are not forgotten. Their story has become a somber thread in the fabric of Australian history, stirring debates about safety, trust, and the fragility of innocence. They live on in the memories of a nation forever touched by their unexplained disappearance, and in the determination of law enforcement, journalists, and amateur sleuths who continue to seek the truth. Over the decades, new leads have occasionally sparked hope, but no definitive answers have emerged. A resolution, however slim the chances, may yet come, bringing a semblance of peace to the families and communities affected by this haunting chapter. In the meantime, the Beaumont children's story stands as a reminder of the importance of vigilance and the resilience of those who pursue answers, even when the road has grown cold. It is a tale not only of loss, but also of enduring love and the unyielding human spirit, a testament to the collective hope for justice and closure. Their disappearance remains an open wound, but it also underscores the need for compassion, awareness, and the relentless pursuit of truth, no matter how long it takes. Thank you for listening to this episode and for taking the time to reflect on this poignant case. If you have any information about the disappearance of the Beaumont children, no matter how small or insignificant it may seem, please don't hesitate to reach out and share it. Your voice could be the key to uncovering the truth. Additionally, we would deeply appreciate it if you could subscribe to our show and leave a rating or review. Your support helps us continue to bring attention to important stories like this one. Thank you for being a part of this journey with us.